I won't be able to keep this up. There's no way I'm going to be able to continue talking about SOPCON, because any minute some people are going to come down into my kitchen here in Cork in Ireland, and they're going to interrupt me. And apart from that, you know, I could carry on like this, going through the hashtag to do with SOPCON, you know, indefinitely. And I would be finding value all the time. But all I'm really getting coming back to me is, look, Paul, you know, you've got enough ideas. You know, the problem is not ideas. The real value of SOPCON is the community and the people behind the ideas. I need to find a few ideal people to work with me, collaborate with me, people who will want to collaborate with me, people who will value my style, my way. You know, I want this kind of ideal connectivity. And I don't need that with many people. I only need it with a small number of people. And, you know, I don't need to know about everything that's going on at SOPCON. But what I'm getting is the flavor of a place where I just love the ethos. I'm not saying there aren't other events which have nice stuff around it. I've heard people describe, you know, something like the, it doesn't matter, Conference of 100 or something like that. Here we are, right. Nick Kellett is back. To Nick Kellett is retweeting Boy Jane on Twitter about putting up stuff on Listly. Well, yeah, well, may they do it. I hope they do, because I have no intention of sitting here going through all of the tweets from SOPCON. But the point is, there is huge value here. I wish that we could easily turn the entire SOPCON Twitter stream into a PDF, and you then got the book of SOPCON Portland 2012. Here it is in PDF form, the whole lot, you see. Because what I find value in terms of the ideas, somebody else will regard as old hat. They already know that, and that's not revolutionary or even evolutionary from their point of view. Here's Jane Boyd saying at 8 hours ago, who's watching the live stream from SOPCON this afternoon? Now, what's she actually doing? You see, this is it. She's engaging with her people who connect with her. She's well aware that there are some people who read, you know, who every now and again they drop into her Twitter stream and read her last 30 tweets. Well, I'm one of those kind of people. Now, I'm interested in, are there any new ideas coming through, right? Okay, how do I find out that? I basically just flick through. Here we have Fireman Rich. What is he doing? He's watching SOPCON from afar. He is actually saying that, yes, I'm watching the Twitter stream. So is Rich TV. Tioga is there. So people are saying that they're watching in. I wish I had been watching. Now, in here we have Marty Constant, the great Marty Constant from Chicago, collaborator with that Boy Jane and April Ennis. Three of them together do a great show. That's another story. Those saying to Fireman Rich, glad you're participating. See, if I hadn't gone out for a meal last night with my family, I'd have been glued to this. But I had no choice. Anyway, never mind, I did have a choice, and I chose to go out. Here we are. Right, what's going on? There's lots and lots of people putting up tweets. Now, let's see if 7 hours. I feel like skipping a bit. I'm skipping some of the tweets, and I'm fast-forwarding into the bit of SOPCON, which was late afternoon. So, I'm getting here from Starbucker, right, the co-founder of SOPCON. Already had my headshot taken by Mark at the SOPCON party at Heathman PDX Seawall here soon. So there is a party coming, right? Somebody else is showcasing our interactive wall. Well, actually, I'm going to favorite that tweet so I can come back to it, because I don't know what the interactive wall is. Then we have lots of people catching up. I think they've actually stopped talking. Yeah, right. Somebody here is Jeff Waldman, HR. Now, Jeff Waldman, HR, does something very interesting, I can tell you. But anyway, he's saying, trying to stay on top of the SOPCON Northwest events through their hash traffic hashtag. You know, he's trying his best to keep in touch. Well, I wouldn't blame him. Here we have. Right, he's putting up the program. He's now active. He doesn't hang back, Jeff Waldman. Okay, now here I have a tweet from John Flurry. I don't know what this means. Anger management class of 2012 in SOPCON. Somehow or other, there's something about anger management. There's an audio interview with the super blogger and founder of SOPCON, Liz Strauss, on building a marketable community. Now, I must make that a favorite because interviews with Liz Strauss are, you know, insights into the way what she has. It's not how her mind works. She speaks out of experience. I always think that Liz Strauss doesn't come up with ideas, but she actually speaks out of depth. Somehow or other, I've got right through to the last hour, and I've got Linda WH on Twitter saying a big thank you to Liz Strauss and Starbucker for hosting a networking / social event, The Night Way, without loud music playing. So it looks to me as if, oh yeah, that the more recently there is an evening session where people get together. And I see that I have to actually get the proper name. Marla Shulman. No, that's it. Marla Shulman. I'm going to call her Marla Shulman. Marla says that she's debating life and politics with Jonathan of no Twitter handle. That's at Jonathan Mead and designed by Justin at SOPCON. So she's debating life and politics. Well, I'm going to favourite that because that'll tell me something about her and it'll tell me something about Jonathan. I'm not sure if his name has got an O or an A in it. But there we are. I think that's probably... Let me just reflect a second without going back and thinking in any way. Oh yeah, here's one. Jeffrey Brunch is actually saying thank you to Starbucker and thank you to Liz Strauss and the community. I am humbled to be part of such an amazing group. Well, I can be damn sure I'd be humbled to be part of such an amazing group too, because the group, the community, is so strong. You know, it's stronger than the sum of its parts. Okay, so look, what do I remember from these audio booths so far? Because this is like the impression. I pick up the importance of higher purpose and values and being clear about what they are for your business right from the beginning. I pick up that execution is everything. Having a good idea is not enough. Having values is not enough. Having X, Y, Z isn't enough. You have to execute well. 50 Shades. I must try to remember what on earth 50 Shades is about, but it was a big theme. What else do I really remember about it? Content. We're all in the content business. That was a very strong theme that came through. The fact that Nick Kellett came on a journey, that's just a very personal thing because I'm interested especially in, but it provided a nice little bit of background drama. What else? The variety of different angles, including the fact that they brought somebody in from Denmark, Greg McQueen, please note, they brought somebody in from Denmark to talk into the room and interact with people. That was really good. I think it was that there was high level stuff, almost at the level of, not abstraction of course, but at the meta level in terms of a business. But there also was detailed stuff. We gave the people tools with which they could do their job. That was a theme of one person. You know, we gave the tools back to people so they could do their job. Basically, I think it meant that we took away all the hassle of using tools and we created a direct relationship between the person and what they were trying to achieve. It's a sense I make of it. Above all, it's variety that I see, it's vibrancy, it's organic, the community. working with people you love, loving the with people who love your style, your way, finding that connection, you know, go for ideal connections. That's a big one. And for me, while I've been sitting here doing it, the biggest single thing of all is a reinforcement, or no, is how useful the word imagination is to help me to make sense of the stuff that's going on at, through, by, with, far, as a result of subcon, imagination. Because I've had to imaginatively reconstruct the whole experience while sitting here in my kitchen, and the sun has literally this very second come over the horizon of the wall around my house. Okay, thanks a million. I have no idea if I'll do more in these series, but it has been wonderful to connect. Thanks. Bye.